Welcome to the world of Vala, an actual play tabletop podcast which uses the World of Vala system created by Entertainment Stew. Last time, the world of Vala ties that bind. Ruko, Damien, and Orion gain full admittance to the Arcanum as they dodge around obstacles and potential threats. Will the rest of our party make it to the Arcanum? Chapter 4, Last Shot. No matter how many plans you make, or how much in control you are, life is always winging it. Carol Bryant.
You guys don't want to take a look at 10 again with a creature? No. I'm so curious, but fine.
I feel so bad.
Force is going
to
be here.
I know what it's like to be trapped in a cage. But remember, they can't cage this. She points to her head.
You guys make it to 19.
Nice.
And there's seemingly nothing there except that there's some very obvious sword cuts into the ground.
Mm. Okay, so rolling a perception.
Yeah, same.
I rolled a 3. I don't see anything.
No, you don't see anything.
Oh, man.
You guys don't see anything. But you do feel another hour of time passing.
I got a 10.
I got a 14.
Oh, no, this is, like, also because when you guys went to the trap and, like...
That makes sense.
130.
Well, Xiomaris, when does your darkness, like, lose sight?
Like, what time?
Yeah, like, what time? Like, exactly at 6?
I'm not quite used to the rotations of your light and dark phases yet.
That's so fair.
Six.
Okay. Cool. We are inferring 6.
Okay. Y'all know better than me. I'm just used to this, like, all the time.
That's fair.
Also, yes. Pause.
Mm-hmm.
You guys actually took 63 points of damage.
I know.
Dang.
Yeah, but I was just like, yeah.
Statistically, it was impossible for us to get 11. You better cut out that it was that many D6s.
Yeah. I got you.
That was remember. Lot. So 9. That's overkill. 19.
Yeah. Why 19?
It's because
when we get stronger.
Yeah, this force is still gonna be here, and I didn't want to deal with changing a lot of the stuff for it.
That's fair. Go off, right. Sis.
Can I investigate these?
The sword cuts.
That's a different thing. Oh, I'm sorry. Is investigating the sword marks a different thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's go for that.
Okay, I got a 4 plus perception or just a
So location? How did that perception roll go?
No, I rolled a 17.
I got a 5.
Go for it, please.
You had 17. These are really deep and really sharp, mm-hmm. and you've trained a lot. You've known a lot of weaponry. Mm-hmm. This doesn't seem like it could be done with any, like, normal sword.
Okay.
But it was cut by something very sword-like.
Right, okay. I see. So I relay that information to the rest of my friends.
Dang.
If it seems like it's definitely not like your typical sword, but I guess we don't have much else to go off. Yeah, Xiomaris?
I don't like the look of these marks. Can I get one of those healing runes?
Yeah, sure. Wait. Did I do it? Did I do that right?
No. But it's okay.
No, I don't know.
How much is a healing rune again? 2d6? 1d6?
I thought it was like 2d4. Or no, I'm stupid, never mind. Don't listen to me. I think it's 2d6. Each chosen creature within the range heals for 1d6 plus 1d6 for...
So just 1d6?
Yeah, just 1d6.
Can I ready an action while they heal? Just to be on, like, on the guard in case something attacks?
I got a 4, so I'm at least back to 10.
Nice.
I'm also gonna roll 1d6, because... I'm gonna activate this room because, honestly,
ridiculous.
Actually, I'm gonna use my Amazon baby tiger dice.
Nice.
You get the baby tiger.
I got 3.
And, thanks. Do I have a limit on how much I can use the nanite surge, or is it only in a battle combat?
It's supposed to be once during a rat long rest. Does it not say that on there?
Well, I'm not dead yet. Let's hope I don't take 10 damage.
Yeah, let's try to find another peaceful area so that you guys can, like, rest up a little bit more.
So the thing is, do you guys have time to rest?
No. We should keep moving while you guys still have your...
No, you're right. Okay.
You need to get a...
You want a nanite surge?
Yeah. Look, because if I take another hit like that, I'm out. We don't have time to rest.
Well, theoretically, if you're out, we could... Never mind. Sorry.
No, so roll?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Well.
Can I assist?
No, it's a nanite surge.
That's fair. I
got 4, helpful. So that's at least 14. Because it's plus my constitution modifier.
Nice.
All right. Let's move.
Okay, so I guess we'll just keep moving on to... Do you guys want to go to 20 or down to 36?
Let's go as many rooms as we can, because we got to find a spirit.
Yeah. You guys need to get faster through these rooms.
Yeah.
Got it. Go.
So
20.
20?
20, yeah.
Okay, so you head east to 20. I thought for sure you guys were going to go to 36, but
well,
it's cool.
20, 26, 36. I'm like, if we're trying to find something, I want to go through as many rooms as possible without, like, doubling back.
No, you're right.
So as you enter 20, it is completely submerged in water.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
I don't do well there. Should we just double back and go to 36?
I have some ideas. Can I roll a perception to see if there's any, if I see anything in the water or...
Yeah.
I got a 1.
I have a 5.
You got 15.
You see something in the water.
Something?
Something dark in the water.
All right.
You got dull eyes. There's a shark in the water.
Baby, there's a shark in the water. There's something underneath.
Now it's copyrighted.
All right. So, there's something in there. I say we double back. I'm not going to. I don't want a water spirit anyway. Let's not deal with
this.
We're
not going to do this. Evan, water spirit?
You're right. I kind of do want a water spirit.
This isn't about you. We're going to go. I'm sick of this place.
Okay.
I need 2 months to get a spirit.
Okay.
I want to go to bed.
Okay, fine. We'll go to 36.
All right. You guys take an extra 30 minutes to get through room 36.
I guess, like, I as we walk, I was going to say, like, oh, if you guys weren't afraid of the shark, I could have used my ice rune, and we could have just made a path across the top of the water.
He said submerged.
It's pretty deep. Like, hypothetically, you could get in there.
The only thing was, it's just, like, ice breaks, and
it'd be treacherous.
It would be treacherous. No, that's fair. My horse doesn't like water, and I'm treating him with respect.
Well, what if we put the lightning and then shut the... No, that's fair. We're out.
So, before you guys can reach room 36,
mm-hmm.
You see similar rooms to the one that held the cat monster.
Okay.
So we're going through the water.
We don't have many options.
Okay. It was pretty easy to get through the cat monster. We just gotta walk briskly.
Walk and talk.
Let's walk and talk.
Okay, let's go.
Let's walk and talk. Let's already saw one. Maybe he'll have more insight on the other. He didn't exactly try to fight us. He just, if he wanted to keep us there, he would have.
He seemed threatening, but he also seemed like he wanted friends.
I have a quick question, just because, like, Adam met it, like, meta. It's a dead end.
Dang it, there is a dead end.
So I was just,
you're right.
I didn't
want to
go through that. I was going to time warp.
No, because, like,
there's a thing to 26.
Yeah, we haven't been to 26. So
I thought we went through.
Mm-mm. No, it was.
Oh, I'm dumb. I'm sorry. I thought we were in 26 and that was submerged.
No, that's
never mind. Proceed.
So let's go to 26.
You mean 36?
36.
Yeah, because like
we were
no,
you were right outside 36. Yeah. But you noticed the ruins.
Oh yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, let's continue on to 36.
So as you stroll in, directly in the center of the room, taking up another four squares, sits a regal lion dragon-like being.
Okay.
It is colored blue, as opposed to the flame color of the other one. Their horns are flatter and wider, making a sort of crown on their head.
Is that the entire description? Or
pretty much looks essentially the same.
All right. Does it see us?
Yes.
All right.
I was going to ask, if can I roll in, I guess, insight to see if just how related it is to the previous creature that we've... Mm-hmm. Insight is wisdom. Okay. 8? Yeah. I have a 9, so I don't think that gets me too much.
I'm going to roll in insight as well. Oh, well, I didn't get a 1.
And what's your question?
Oh, it's also just going to be like...
How related it is to the previous creature.
Oh, I think I wasn't going to ask... Sorry, I was going to ask that because I'm like, oh, yeah, there's not that many main cat dragon creatures that I know of.
That's
right. So I was going to ask just like... never mind, I think it's stupid now. I was be like, oh, yeah, let's survive. What's the energy?
Because I was specifically going to see... No, never mind. I guess that's something more I ask to it rather than me
inciting it.
Yeah.
Do you want to do anything?
Oh, my insight roll wasn't good, and Zeomaris, we're losing nighttime, and we've already been through it. So we are on a mission.
That's fair. We're speed walking through.
But no, please insight the intent.
The intent, yes, insight. Wait, let me look up. Let me add my plus insight. Okay, that's a 17. Yeah. Now tell me that they're not gonna kill me. Tell me.
You see that they were staring at the place that you entered at. You got the feeling they were staring at it before you walked in. Their eyes widen a smidge once they sniff you.
All right. Howdy. We're just going to make our way through.
Little druid.
We're walking. I want you to know we're walking and talking.
Where are you going?
We have to find a spirit. We gotta have to bounce.
I'd
love to talk otherwise.
You happen to know where Mount Kira is?
Ten on what?
Blue spears of flame start surrounding it as it's walking towards you.
We walk faster.
I can take you to Mount Kira.
I think we're expected to make this journey on foot. We'll just be moseying along.
Mount Kira is nowhere near the swamp, little druid.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you for that information. We'll head away from the swamplands. Let's head.
And then one leap, they jump in front of the exit of 36 that leads to 26.
Okay.
Right. And... walls with runes on them are now magical, right?
Yeah.
I kind of ask politely, can you let us through, please?
Only if you let me out.
Okay. How would we go about that?
You see the runes on the wall. You must only cut a line through them, and you'll disrupt the power.
No.
Now.
Not right now.
Not right now. Sidebar?
The thing is, we're kind of stuck.
We're kind of stuck between a giant lion in a hard place.
These are each 5 feet. I need 10 mana. Give me 10 mana right now. We're leaving this place. I don't know how likely that is.
Roll a strength check, all of you.
Strength check.
17.
Can I use a dex check? Oh, it doesn't matter. Got a 1. Unnatural. So.
10.
10.
Suck it. My tummy hurts.
A 21. And then in a giant paw, it scoops all of you up.
Mm. Okay.
Mm. And you smell the sulfur of this beast. You may have your freedom once I have mine.
Seems wildly.
Can I get a God of Oaths to promise that you will like rampage after your release?
Remember, you die. It's busy right now.
Angelo, please.
Can I ask why I got sent here in the first place?
An old dragon was worried we were stepping on their land. And so they sealed us here.
Mm. Were you stepping on their land?
I mean, they're trapped here for however, so yeah, for the other line's any indication for decades. I'm like, I don't know, what kind of punishment is that? Depends. I wasn't there. Also, I can't you just interrupt the runes yourself? Or because it targets you, so you can't interrupt them, or...
The runes target us specifically.
Mm-hmm. Us? How many of there are you?
There are only 2.
Oh, I see.
Well, they put you guys so close together.
Why are y'all separated?
Why did you say that?
I'm sorry. That was... sorry.
They live. They live. And then it gets really hot. Gets really hot in the room.
So hot and hurt.
Roll constitution.
Got a 17.
I have an 8.
I got a 19.
And you guys are able to stay awake.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's hot, though. Can I ask, hey, do you remember who put you here? Maybe we can help you in that regard.
I kind of prefer to ask them to quell, I guess, their anger, calm down so the room isn't as hot first.
The thing is, can you feel it? Because you have that shield.
But he's not, like, wielding it.
I thought it was if he has it with him. No? You have to wield it? I don't know. Sorry, hon. My bad.
No, it's all good. I'm just burning to death.
You know, ice is kind of my motif.
Yeah.
No, go ahead for the ask.
So, can you tell us who brought you, who trapped you here?
And then it gets hotter. Roll another
question. Okay, thank you, Vera.
I'm sorry, you come up with any ideas?
I rolled a 19 this time.
I got a 16.
A dashing Italian.
Okay.
Mmm.
I guess I apologize for making you have to, because Ivan understands that they're obviously angry at this dashing Italian. It's like, okay, sorry for making you remember bad memories. Can you please turn down the flame a little bit? We can't help you if we pass out.
I'm gonna, hold on. I'm not gonna, sorry, I feel like the way it was said that I was gonna romance this line.
That's no.
That's not the case. So what I'm gonna do is, no, don't go guns blazing, please. I want to live. We haven't even gotten to the school yet. I want school antics. So what I'm saying is, hey, we're druids in training. We will come back. If you let us go, we will come back to help you any way that we can. Once we get trained. Because currently right now, we can't help. And no offense, we don't know each other. I don't know what you've done. And I feel like we need to build some kind of trust first. And I'm going to roll for, okay. for charisma.
While they're talking, while they're doing all this talking, okay. can Ziomaris just kind of be shimmying out?
I got 13. Someone help me. Someone help me. Please. Ivan, please.
Can I help with that?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Get in on this.
I rolled a 5.
God. Mia!
No.
Can Alexandra help?
Alexandra, help.
I'm trying to do something separate. I'm trying to do some stealth moves. I'm trying to get my gun out while they're busy doing the talking in case this peaceful method doesn't work.
Well, they got a plus 0 to charisma, and they still beat you.
What? No, because they got a 14.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I got...
11.
I got 13 plus...
Oh, okay. Then no, you convinced them.
Woo! Just barely. What's your name, by the way? No, it's okay if we don't have a name. I'm just
Santana. Satan is Santana sitting in a tree.
Sorry, you wanna rewind that. You want to do some movie magic? Redo that never line mind. And slice
I,
it together.
I forgo the question. Never mind. We don't need to know each other's names. We'll just. Do you have a name that we can call you by, or?
I have gone by many names in my life.
What would you prefer being called? Can I name you? No, I won't do that. Go on. I'm sorry, I got excited.
Did you really say that?
No, don't. Come on. We're trying to get out of here. Don't.
You may know me as Genevieve.
All right, cool. Let's go.
Okay, Genevieve, we'll be in touch.
You're still on its paws.
Can you let us down, please? So we can...
You must go to Kira's Mountains. Mm-hmm. Delve into the fire. And grab something that is precious.
Sorry, I'm writing this quest down.
Do you guys agree?
If we can do that, I'm not sure if we
agree. Nope, we agree. Ziomaris is nodding. We are not having a verbal agreement. We just nod our heads. We are inclining. It could be sweat. There could be something in my eye, but there is an incline in my head that could be taken as positive.
Is there a time limit to this?
What are they going to do? Throw a cage.
That's right.
Whoa, yeah. Yeah. Feel us down, please, Genevieve.
I am trusting you with my heart and my soul. Do not fail me. Do not fail me, little druid.
I will try my best. Thank you for letting us go.
And they move back to the corner of the room, watching the entrance that you guys just came from.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, could we leave them an apple? Not an apple, one of the fruits.
Yeah, you don't know about the fruits.
Oh, no, that's fair. I thought it would be a nice gesture.
Real quick before we leave, can we just ask about the red dragon? Like, if we, because this place is going to be moving. I don't want to say something wrong. That red dragon, friend or foe? The red cat dragon.
The one we met earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Satin? Satin?
Satin.
Satan? Satan.
Whatever, Satan. Friend or foe to you?
Satan is my soulmate.
Respect. All right, we will keep that in mind. Farewell.
Have a good evening.
You're so cute. You're so cute, Ivan.
And so you guys head to...
A 26, please.
26.
Well, now that we made that agreement, we should be good to travel through 20 if we need to.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Hey, we already promised you.
Well, no, 10.
Soulmate-y.
20 is the...
Oh, wait, yeah, 10. Oh, 20's the lurch.
Yeah.
You guys are... I don't have enough time. Wait.
Yes.
Before you go, are you aware of where the mountain is?
We do not. We have been wandering aimlessly.
The mountain is in number 44.
Thank you. Oh, we are a ways away. Yeah. Oh my god.
At least
calculating.
it's at least five rooms away.
But what you guys get is that they place images of the mountain.
That's
so for the next few hours, you always know where that mountain is.
Okay. Tour rushing to that mountain.
Essentially. All
right, let's go. Let's go.
And so what's your route going to be? And then we can calculate if you would like, unless you would like to go through each room individually.
You just want to flash them?
Oh, no, I was going to roll my D100 for how smooth this journey is.
That's a lot better.
I would assume, because if we're currently in 26, it'd be 26, 34, 37, 43, 33 to 44.
Yeah.
You're right. You're so smart. I'm so glad I have a smart friend.
That would take another 2 hours.
That's good.
To get through.
That's when's our time limit? Because they just said survive the weekend.
Yeah.
It's only been a day.
I think it's the weekend. For them, it started on their Saturday equivalent, and now it's Sunday. It's Saints Day.
Mm.
So you essentially only have a few more hours for this, and school starts the next day.
Mm. Okay, right. I see.
Can we make some shortcuts from the trees or something?
No.
Okay, respect. Mm. I just figured we'd ask. Let's speed... Let's go.
I'll just make sure. It was Kieran's mountain to get a sword that's in the...
It's just something in
something
the fire.
Something precious in the fire.
Yeah. Their heart and soul.
Probably their kid or something.
Hyla.
Favorable resorts.
Hi.
If I say low, are we covered either way?
I don't think so.
29.
Okay.
God.
I knew it.
God.
So instead of taking 4 hours, it takes a whopping 6.
Thank God.
Did we have enough insight that it would take that long?
Well, the sun is up now, right?
The thing is, it was you had enough insight that it should have taken 4 hours. The problem is, you guys ran into a lot of different problems
right
the way that led to it taking 6 hours.
The only reason why I was asking, it's to see if, like, because I know, like, them two are still kind of not at full health, to maybe have them rest in the meantime, or is that not...
Because rest, you have to, like, not be doing...
Oh, right? Okay, I see. That's fair.
8 o'clock. God. A.M. The sun is out. It is morning. You guys haven't eaten.
We haven't eaten...
I'm good.
Yeah, you're
I'm
good.
Sprightly.
You two
are
going to take a disadvantage to every roll now. Sorry, when I say you two, Ivan and Vera. You two. Disadvantage.
I've been doing that. Something new?
We still
have. You been taking disadvantage?
No, not really, but I haven't been rolling well.
So, you guys have made it to room 44.
Right.
And to Kira's mountain.
Ooh. I love fast travel.
So, towering high above the city-state of... Towering high above the city-state of Alexandria is a towering spine of volcanic mountains. All of the highest elevation consists of active volcanoes. Where plants can grow through the basalt, they do so in alpine tundras. As the basalt recedes in the lower elevations, temperate rainforests are prevalent. So it is hot and muggy, and you guys are gross and smelly and disgusting, and there's insects everywhere.
Ugh.
And now you have to traverse up a mountain.
Okay.
All right, let's do that then.
You're gonna trek up the mountain.
Should I roll perception? I feel like I should roll perception at some point.
Let's see. Let me pull up the map. And then it's room
44.
Yes, roll perception.
A natural 20.
Oh, I won't roll.
Oh, nice. Oh, yep. Yeah, you're right.
There's a path up the mountain,
mm-hmm.
and someone has scrawled, "It's awake."
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm.
In the area leading up the path.
So, y'all, are we going up this mountain?
Yep.
Okay, we're gonna not heed this warning.
Do we have time?
You're right. We honestly don't really have any options.
Okay.
There's snow. We up
don't
there.
Have time.
Ooh, snow.
There's snow.
Yeah, it's because it's like it.
Oh, it's like one of those snowy volcanoes. Yeah, it's just hot.
Okay. Oh, that means there's maybe hot springs.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, hot springs, AU.
Sidon. Current canon?
Hot spring side quest.
So, do you guys want to take your time through this, or do you want to rush?
We're going
to
rush.
I'd like somewhere between that. I'd like to move at a brisk pace while not leaving myself unaware of my surroundings.
Because what's our... Cause currently, it's like 8 o'clock.
It's 8 o'clock.
And what is the limit?
You don't know. They just said... They just
how long does it look like it's going to take us to go up this mountain?
If you take your time... Leisurely, it'll take you a day. If you guys flew up there, you guys could have like been there a second, but you know.
Oh yeah, cool.
Don't want to bond to a shady
spirit.
Shady spirit.
Yeah.
I already have a wolf. Mm. I have a spirit.
I'm too low level for that. I don't. No. Let's rush.
I got
let's
a spirit.
Rush. Let's just go quick.
Let's rush.
Quick as we can.
Quick as we can.
Quick as we can.
Quick as we can. Quick as we can.
So you guys are climbing.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are climbing really hard.
Is my horse climbing with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I need you guys to roll a nature.
Oh, sweet. I don't know why I rolled 11.
12.
Oh my god. I'm sorry, I can't see suddenly. Oh, thank god. I got an unnatural 20.
Sweet. You guys all hear a, like, clear voices in your head. No, turn back. No, don't go up there. No, stop. No, don't go up there.
Who's that?
Who's it? Do you guys also hear that?
You guys have been wide awake, barely any sleep, in a divine forest.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We had a decent 8 hours.
You have been entrenched within spirit life in a way that none of you have really ever experienced before.
Mm-hmm.
You, little did you know, this is the function of this. It's not about the bond that you make with your spirit. It's you becoming attuned to nature itself.
Oh.
By forcing you to be in it. And so as you walk up this mountain... to complete a journey, to complete a quest for a weird cat dragon thing that you don't even know. This is the point where nature finally speaks to you.
Mm-hmm.
Where you finally get what it means to be a druid. To be a druid means to be one with nature. You're not necessarily safeguarding the world. You're also safeguarding yourself because you are a part of this delicate ecosystem that's now all yelling at you guys to turn back.
Why?
There's a monster up there.
Ooh.
What kind of monster?
What kind of monster?
Yeah, go on.
It's a giant beast.
Yes. The nature, is it like a kind of mix between a dragon and a cat?
No, or a movie? No. Those things? Those are the protectors of this area.
Oh, fascinating. Okay. Mm.
Okay.
Nice one.
This was their home.
I see. What kind of spirit are you, if I may ask?
We're the spirit of the mountains.
All right, good enough.
You guys sound adorable. You guys sound super cute.
So, is it like awake? And well, yeah, it said it was awake. Thank you.
What kind of danger are we in if we continue?
You might not be able to fight it. It doesn't like listening to reason.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Good enough.
You said you were looking for a fire spirit. I'm looking for kind of wind.
We got fire at home. You focus on
ash,
you.
Ash, kind of volcanic ash spirit. We're being like kind of windy, you know, block out the sun type deal. Is there a way we can get there to that?
You want to get to the volcano?
Sure. That. Yes.
Hmm. Well, if you ask nicely, we can help.
Oh, you're so cute.
Pretty please.
With the cherry on top?
You guys are so cute.
Of course, young druid. We're here to help.
Nice. Thank you.
And then you guys are going up a kind of steep area where you're on. Slopes down, and you see the mountain reshaping itself.
Ooh.
Dope.
Ooh, that's so cool.
And it's bringing the volcano down to you guys.
Oh, that's so cool.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hope that.
Also, I have a question. We were supposed to get like a precious item from the volcano, something we can get, or do we have to fight that monster to get it?
For your guardians.
For your guardians.
They asked specifically.
Oh! They sent you guys to come get it.
Yeah. It was Genevieve.
Genevieve,
yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
They go by different names.
Do they go by different names? Oh, right. They said that.
That's what they call them.
They were blue.
I know how long they've been out. They said decades, that one.
Yeah.
All right, that's fair.
Well, okay. Well, if you knew them by that name, that's a pretty old name of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So can we are we able to get what item are we supposed to get? One.
They said it was precious.
They said it was precious. They were very vague.
Yeah, it is precious to them.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, of course. It's right in front of you.
But
the mountain?
Oh, silly. I'm the mountain.
I'm sorry.
You're so cute. Oh my god.
Is it this pool of, like, lava inside the volcano?
Yeah!
Like, the whole lava situation?
Yeah!
How do we get that?
Well, can we just talk to it?
Hey! Oh, we gotta make sure it is... 16.
I have 14.
I got 10.
It's all you, Vera.
I can hear you.
Hi. Lava? I was sent here by Genevieve to reclaim something precious to them in the fire. Also, we have a spirit here for my friend.
In the center.
Mm-hmm.
The lava starts swirling.
Mm-hmm.
Into a whirlpool.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of it is an egg.
Mm.
Called it.
Okay. It's an egg.
Is this gonna burn us? Let's just.
Is it?
It came out of the lava.
Yeah.
And then as you guys are looking at the egg, mm-hmm. it starts burning away.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just a kind of primordial flame thing right there.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Okay. Can we...
Well, that's a flame.
Can we have, like, some insight to this? Can we roll for that?
Can I talk to it? Or...
Insight, yes, and you can talk to it.
Hey, hey, we're not coming 20. To... well, if you got a nat 20, can I hear just for this thing first?
Yeah. This, whatever beast these things were, this is obviously, like, an offspring of some kind. Mm-hmm. But they didn't create a beast that looked like it. Mm-hmm. It's something that seems malleable. It's something you don't know what this thing is, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But all you know is that it's still the same thing as that egg.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you don't know how you're going to move it, because it's just flame now. But essentially, mm-hmm. you get the feeling that if given enough time, that flame will hatch. No matter how weird that sounds in your head, you know in your heart that, like...
Mm-hmm. This is the beginning step.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
I
was going to, like, talk to the group, like, okay, this is the precious thing that they wanted. The kind mountain spirits led us here.
Mm-hmm.
Should we just go back and release at least Genevieve, have them bring us back here, and then maybe yes, no.
I think we should go back.
I will say this is a point of insight because you guys would know this. Mm-hmm. Adeshi Natalan is the one that founded this place. Yeah. Adeshi Natalan is the one that made the Great Barrier Forest. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so when they had freely admitted that Adeshi Natalan sealed them up mm-hmm. because
they were on their land or stepping on their land?
Because they were trying to take over their land.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys are just like, oh, did you guys try to take over the land? And they didn't say anything.
Okay.
Oh.
I see.
That's fair.
I say you bind their kid to them.
That's
what I'm gonna do. No, I'm sorry. Well, you wanted a flame.
I did want a flame.
Hey, Derek the Dungeon Master of Fate and Mystery here. Due to technical difficulties, the rest of the recording has unfortunately been corrupted. I'm here to give you a brief rundown of what occurred at the end of the episode in order to get you caught up. Each of our three heroes received a powerful spirit. First, we get Ziomaris, who had an encounter with an ancient dragon named Valor and its fire spirit, Kira. Through the combined knowledge of these three inquisitive beings, they created the first void spirit, birthed from the essence of Ziomaris, the Voidwalker. They created a void ash spirit by the name of Lilith, which he proceeds to bond with. Ivan found himself taken to the realm of the Leviathan, the guardian of the ocean, where the Leviathan proceeds to tell Ivan that Ivan is interesting because of his father. While Ivan wanted to learn more about his father, he also knew his new friends needed him to hurry up so they can enter the Arcanum. The Leviathan, amused by the Half-Adari, shared a new spirit, which was a mixture between the Leviathan's blood and seawater, named Ichor, that Ivan gladly bond to. Finally, Vera, making sure they kept their part of the deal to the Kaiserin, began to talk to its baby, deciding to bond with it to her body, becoming one with the flame named Ego. As the contracts were made, the group found themselves transported to the Arcanum, the last new druids to make it. And that's where we end our chapter for today.